Hey guys, it's Dan here, and I just want to let you guys know that we have a brand new Patreon for any one of you guys to support us in any way you can. We have tiers at $1, $5, $10, $20 level. And honestly, we all love doing what we do. We promise to never make our podcast hide behind a paywall. But if you want to get your podcast ad-free, so basically you want to not hear this before every show, go ahead and go on to patreon.com/NGP Productions and see if there's a tier that you like. And yes, there's Discord benefits, so please check it out. I'm trash, you're trash, we're all trash, but we're here to prove to you that we're not your typical weebs, your brand new favorite anime podcast. I'm your host, Dan.
I'm Dominique.
And I'm Melissa.
And this week, guys, we're going to be doing another look at a particular studio, kind of similar to what we did with the Shat, Studio Shat episode. And who are we talking about this week, Dom?
We're talking about Kyoto Animation or KyoAni.
Oh boy, so this is probably one of the most iconic ones of recent years.
Yeah, they've really grown bigger, I think, as just time goes by. They just grow bigger and bigger kind of thing.
And it's amazing because I remember being in deep in that scene when they first came out. I think, are we going to do this where we kind of like just talk about some, we're going to go chronologically and talk about some of their like well-known shows?
Yeah, but first we should cover like a little on the history behind it before we dive into like the animation, actual animation.
Go for it.
So Kyoto Animation, they were founded in 1981 by a married couple, actually. I learned that in my research because I am not actually like super into researching animations companies. Like I know their names. That's about the extent of it. but really, like, this company is, like, from the very first anime that they've done to everything that they've done now, like, always ends up, like, a big iconic name within, yes, like, animation as a whole, which is honestly impressive. You don't see many companies pulling that off.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it really is amazing what they've done with it, like, being able to choose source material and then making, like, original works to really like making all of these things so iconic and known. It's really hard.
Exactly. And like, and what's fascinating about this studio is that, you know, they've been around since, like I said, 2002, but it was at their, like, they got big relatively earlier in their history. Like,
I think
their first show was like, you know, Full Metal Panic Mofu, which is like a comedy spinoff of the Full Metal Panic series.
Yeah, I think from the very beginning, they were pretty much set on this path to becoming one of the biggest animation companies in Japan.
Yeah, and, you know, it wasn't until like 4 years after the debut that they have one of the biggest hits in anime, one that would forever like change how anime is like seen and is made, like the zeitgeist of anime, and they released the adaptation of The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Yeah. From that, the only other like big point, because we're doing animation later, is I'd be very remiss in not mentioning the arson attack in 2019, where,
yes,
36 people passed away, including two of their directors, Yasuhiro Takemoto and Yoshiji Kigami.
And, you know, for justice's sake, they did catch the guy.
Yes, thankfully.
He's been arrested. They will be trying him to the full extent of the law. And kudos to KyoAni, where any other studio would probably like just close up shop there. They're still going.
They are. They are currently in hiatus due to the pandemic. Well, like, hiatus and working from home, kind of, like, quote-unquote.
But, you know, that didn't stop them.
Yeah, it really didn't. But from there, from that, on that sobering note, we'll move on to, like, their actual animations.
Sure.
So, as Daniel mentioned, in 2003, they had their spin-off series of Fullmetal Panic, Fumofu.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's a spin-off series. It's not really much you can say for and against spin-offs like that.
Then they came out with Air, which is like, which would become like a big trait about a lot of their shows, where an adaptation of a key visual novel.
Yeah.
They're going to do it a lot.
They in the coming years. Pretty much do almost every single one.
Like, they even remade one.
Yeah. But when Air came out, like a couple months after that, they actually released the sequel to the actual animation of Fullmetal Panic, which was interesting. Typically, that change is, I wouldn't say controversial, but like judged now. Like it's very highly judged now.
Well, I think it was really judged now because back in the original series, which was done by Gonzo, it was a action mecha series. Mm-hmm. Prior to this, where Kiyomi was known for the cute girls doing cute things kind of like idea.
Well, like, yeah, mainly because like Air and them doing the spin-off series, there's no helping that.
And it doesn't help that their next show was basically the same thing.
Haruhi Suzumiya, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Where do you start with this show?
I don't know. Oh, I know where you start. God.
Basically it.
That's where you start. And that's where you end, too.
The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya brings me a lot of pain. And I don't even remember which way I fucking watched it, too. Because there's essentially two ways to watch it. You can watch it, like, chronologically, which is, like, one storyline. And then, like, you can watch the episodes in, like, a different order, which is a different timeline that actually, like, pieces everything together better. And I can't remember which way I watched it, because Nikki made me watch it. This is one of our friends, because she, through high school, before either you two knew her, when I knew her, or when I had first met her, she absolutely loved it. And she was just like, you need to watch this, but you need to watch it in like this specific format. And I can't remember which way. And I hated her for it no matter what.
And like I hinted earlier, this show brought them into the limelight because for that time of the time, like during that period, every convention you went to, out of no, like at any given second, someone will break into that goddamn dance.
Oh yeah,
you guys know which one I'm talking
about. One of the most iconic weave dances ever.
I'm already cringing.
Look it up if you want to know more. If you don't know. If you don't know, then I don't know why you're listening to this show.
You're too young for this podcast.
We're pretty weeby.
I do have to say, though, the music for the show is fucking beautiful.
Yes.
And it's the type of like music that I will like put on repeat and listen to.
And following that, he had another like utter like well-known show. We had Canon, which is like the seminal visual novel. You had Lucky Star, which gives us another iconic dance.
That anime did not age well.
That one didn't.
No, it did not. You had Clannad.
Oh gosh, that's another one.
Which no one can watch without crying.
Oh.
Especially the sequel.
Look, it's a thing. Anyway.
If it's a time to admit anything, I actually never saw Clannad.
It's very good.
It's very good. But me being the emotional ball I am, like,
whoa,
anime makes me cry so much.
It's going to.
Like, I cried, like, at Angel Beats. I sobbed. Like, do you know what this one would do to me? I would be, like, on the floor. And Dom will just look at me going, what are you doing?
I think you wish. I still need to show you Koen no. Okatachi.
No.
A silent voice.
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
And then, anyway. Then they had the rebroadcasting for Haruhi Suzumiya with 14 new episodes to add to that chaotic mess.
Can we add an asterisk to that 14 new episodes?
Oh gosh. It's...
We don't talk about those.
Oh my gosh. Like, holy cow. That was a... God, that's just...
Look up Endless 8, listener, if you're curious, because we don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Anyway, from there we got K-On, which gave us more iconic music.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. And, I like music.
And solidifying their, like, their stereotype of the cute girl anime studio.
Nichijou. What?
Probably, like, the most unexpected one to come out of the studio.
Yeah, like, the animation style was very different for it. It's, like, not completely admit, different, but, like, there was just something... It didn't say Kill Annie, so when I found out that Nichijou was Kyoto Animation, I was just kind of weirded out at first.
Because
like, it's
really
not what
were,
you expect.
I commend them for being faithful to the original manga.
Yeah. That's one thing that Kyoto does really well, though. They're pretty faithful to, like, the original source materials.
You had other ones as we go along. Like, you have Chunibyo.
I love Hyoka. Chunibyo.
Yep.
Yeah, Hyoka is a really big name, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to do and to have fun with everybody. We went back to our old college days to revive a game that we had played. And Dom and our other roommate had put together this giant anime quiz. And then just, like, we were just all sitting on Discord. And this one came up as just, like, as an explanation of the anime. We had to guess the anime. And all of us were just like, wait, is that actually the plot? And Dom just starts laughing. And I'm just like, I've known of the show. I've never known that was the plot.
He gets held at gunpoint a lot.
Like, I think I've seen, like, clips of it, but never would have guessed. It's just like, oh yeah, he's basically kidnapped, held hostage, basically told, you need to get us out of debt, thanks.
So, and then they have other shows like the Samurai yeah. series, Phantom World.
Ms. Oh, Kobayashi's Phantom World Night. Phantom World's really good, actually. Like, I was surprised at how much I liked it.
Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, another, like, one that spawned a big meme as we get along. If you don't know, yeah. Look at January 2019 and you'll know it.
That was a Yuri trap.
Yes, it is. You have Violet Evergarden. You had another free series.
And oh, Violet Evergarden.
Here's something I noticed about Kiyomani is, like, aside from, like, one or two series, it is purely adaptations.
It is.
What other traits, like, tropes you notice you kind of associate with Kiyomani animation series?
For the most part, like, it's all adaptations, really.
Yes.
Like, that's the biggest thing. It's either a light novel, a manga, a visual novel, like, it's a sequel to something that they've done before. Like, the only real, like, original animation that they had was, Tamako Market.
Yep.
It's interesting for a company. I mean, like, it's not a wrong thing to do because you know for sure they have a dedicated fan base there.
Yeah.
I think the biggest draw with Kyoto Animation doing it, though, when Kyoto Animation does an anime, regardless of if you've seen the source material or not, it tends to draw a lot of people in because it's not like everybody reads light novels or plays visual novels or reads the manga.
I didn't even know Free was a light novel.
Yeah, it's a light novel. So you have to admire that they bring in an audience outside of the dedicated fan base that's already there.
What are some visual tropes you associate with Kyo animation?
Oh man, you mean besides the besides the big eyes?
The classic big
classic big eyes.
I hate using this word, but the moe look.
Oh gosh,
As much as I hate to like hear you say it, you're not wrong, and I hate the association.
Yeah. The other thing I think is their backgrounds.
Yes, they do have stellar backgrounds.
Yeah.
I always think when I think of a Kyo animation anime, I immediately my mind goes to like it's gonna be set in school.
Also
not wrong.
The filters, like when they put it on, they use certain filters to make it look very like light, colored, and like, do you know what I mean? Like it's like a almost washed out color to it.
Yes. Another thing I will associate with Kyo anime is like really, really good soundtracks.
Yeah.
What else do I associate with them?
I guess like this is kind of one of my most favorite movie animes of all time is A Silent Voice, and it's done by Kyoto Animation.
I'm not watching it.
I'm going to make you watch it. It's so good. You'll definitely cry. You'll cry so much. Like, it's not even funny how much you'll cry, but it's worth it.
I cry enough as it is. I don't need to cry more.
It's such a good anime. It's such a good anime movie.
Now that I think about it, you know, it's another like weird visual trope I noticed with a lot of their shows. Is like, I think when I think about it, they love fireworks scenes.
Oh, they do.
There's always a scene with fireworks in the air, and they give us some beautiful shots of them, and the characters just looking up, so amazed. I don't know why. That's something
then,
I think about.
And then the eye reflection, like whatever they're looking at, is always reflected in their eyes.
And their big ass eyes, yes.
Yeah. I think Kyoto Animation is really good at that. Like going back to the whole feels thing, I think Kyoto Animation is really good at tugging at heartstrings.
Yes.
Like, because another anime, like I've referenced this before, like on our Twitter page, but like Violet Evergarden was, I don't know what it was about it. Like maybe like after having experienced 2020, like it brings up more feels in me, but like it's essentially a story about a child soldier used as a tool essentially in war. It's just like, and then like her life after the war, like there's just something about it that just like really like brings it together. And between their really beautiful animation style that Kyoto Animation is known for, plus the soundtrack, like it just hits all the buttons. It's just like, we want to make you cry. Why aren't you crying yet? We should hit this button harder.
Like they are able to do a good mix a lot of the time of having like a lighthearted but and fun storyline, but still be able to impact you in a way that like you just sit there and go, okay, my heart hurts a little bit now.
Or the worst one is when they're having a really, really depressing scene and they add that little bit of light humor so you chuckle while you're crying painful, painful tears.
Yeah.
I think Daniel knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. I don't want to talk about it. So I want to, as we're winding down, I kind of want to put us on the spot. So I am going to ask the three of us what our favorite Kyo Annie show is. And to give the two of you some time, I'll kick things off. And I'm going to say my favorite Kyo Annie show is Canon. And here's why. I watched this show right when I was like freshman year in Washington State, when I really got to kind of experience life on my own and how I got to also learn how to, let's say, procure anime back in the day, because Crunchyroll wasn't a thing back then. And between the story, the music, and the visuals, and maybe also the setting, because as I was watching this show, I also had like a snowstorm right outside my window. I saw this show and thought, oh, anime is more than like Dragon Ball, Pokemon, and such. Anime can be art. Anime can make you feel things, and that's probably why that is my favorite KyoAni show.
Sentimental, Dan.
Shut up. It could happen. That just not very often. Dom, go ahead.
Well, in case you didn't get the hint earlier, my favorite like multi-episode series from Kyoto Animation is Violet Evergarden.
So just rewind a couple of minutes and you'll get your reasons why.
I already said everything.
So, should we guess on what Melissa's is before she says it? I'm going to say free.
Beyond the boundary.
Melissa!
Oh, one of you's right.
Oh, fuck. I was actually not expecting that.
It's just a matter of which one was.
Well, don't leave us in suspense. It's not like we tried to record this three times.
Oh, look, I gotta go now. Bye.
Fuck off. We are not doing that. Not now.
Bye.
Do you know what we went through behind the scenes? You are not doing this.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Let me, if anything, I'm just going to rant for a single second.
Go ahead.
Part of the reason why this one is not my favorite is because it leaves me freaking hanging, and I'm very bitter about it, and that's fucking Chunibyo. Because the end of the season, I am forever bitter. Forever. Because the cat. Okay, that's all I needed to say on that one. But yeah, how do I say which one of you is right?
Just say the title.
Yeah.
Well, Dom knows me, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Let's just go with that. As much as I like Free would not be my favorite. When it comes to Beyond the Boundary, it's just one of those shows that that kind of does really hit you in every way possible to me, because it's visually stunning. It has great music. Like, I love all of the music between the opening, the ending, insert
that one episode.
That one episode. That song is freaking beautiful. Okay? And I will listen to it all the time. Never mind that. But you get, like, the sentimental moments. You get the heart, you know, the heartfelt, you know, but lighthearted moments. But then the storyline of it in general is just, I love the story. And I just like Mirai. She's adorable.
All right. But if you want us to, you know, if you want to talk about your favorite KyoAni shows, go ahead and hit us up on our own personal socials. Dom?
Oh, at Thus the Raven on Twitter.
Melissa?
At Subject Despair.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter. But don't forget that we have our own network, Twitter, social media, on everything. So please look up at NGP Productions on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. We even have a YouTube channel. Look it up on YouTube and we can find lots of content there. And as always, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/NGP Productions, where you can support all our shows under the network, not just Not Your Typical Weebs. And there's Discord benefits, and we do have an open Discord that you can find the link to in the bios of all of our different social media accounts for the network. So please check it out. We'd love to hang out with you guys. And as always, if you like what we do, please leave us a rating, a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to us. And if you really, really like us, please share with your friends and check out the other shows in our network. I'm sure you'll find something you will enjoy. And as always, don't forget, I'm trash, you're trash, all of us are trash, but we're not your typical weebs. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.